This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Fireworks illuminated the sky over Japan's National Stadium in Tokyo as the Olympic opening ceremony came to an end Friday night. The opening ceremonies of the pandemic-delayed games were held without spectators as a measure to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, although some dignitaries and invited guests attended, including U.S. First Lady Jill Biden. IOC President Thomas Bach called it a day of hope.
It is very different from what all of us had imagined. But let us cherish this moment. Finally, we are all here together.
Officials banned spectators from all venues in the Tokyo area, with limited audiences allowed at a few outlying sites, in a step taken by the authorities to try to curb the spread of the virus. Infections have been surging, with Tokyo hitting a six-month high of 1,979 daily cases on Thursday. The widow of assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse spoke Friday at his funeral in his hometown amid heavy security following violent protests and fears of political volatility in the Caribbean nation. A U.S. delegation and other dignitaries hurried to vehicles as reports emerged of shots fired and crowd control gas used on protesters outside the funeral. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. remains deeply concerned about the unrest in Haiti.
In this critical moment, Haiti's leaders must come together to chart a united path that reflects the will of the Haitian people.
Authorities have said that at least 26 suspects have been arrested in the killing, including 18 former Colombian soldiers. Police are still looking for several more suspects they say were involved in the assassination plot.